This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What are some of those old person things that you do? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Stanwood, what kind of TV shows do you watch?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good old episode of Cops.
That was like peak reality
some
TV.
Judge Judy. You know, any of the court shows, sign me up. My wife says I'm the oldest person ever for watching that stuff.
Chris, one time I went to New York, and I went to a taping of the People's Court, and it just felt so good for the soul, because I grew up watching this, and now I'm in the room while it's going on.
Right, and you were saying it's all like duct taped together and stuff. Like, dude, that is classic, dude. That's awesome.
It was a dump. I'm pretty sure that I was the only person that maybe had a job at the time that was in the audience. And then they handed out these little bite-sized Halloween candies and chocolates as a snack. And granted, we were there for like 6 hours. I feel like they should have given us something a little bit more. And man, right? It was like vultures for that chocolate. Like everybody was just swarming for it.
The people's chocolate.
I was like, guys, calm down. Like, we could get these for like 50 cents at the store.
Chris, I have a cops question for you. Is it something where you can stream it with a streaming service now?
Oh, yeah. It's on Hulu for sure.
All right. Good to know.
And are your favorite episodes the ones that happen in Lakewood?
Well, dude, you don't go through Lakewood unless you're trying to be on the episode of Cops.
Dude, I had a buddy who was a cop for the Lakewood Police Department, and he said that the producer of Cops, who's like loaded, of course, would fly those guys out for like a giant party every year.
What?
Like, it was like his thank you for providing so much content. I mean, other police agencies probably across the country got invited as well, but the Lakewood cops got the invite.
Top tier.
Because they provided so much, I mean, quote unquote, great content for Cops.
The most amazing entertainment. What an era. 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you do? Chris from Seattle, what is the hand motion that you think is a little outdated?
It's the rolling down of the windows.
Yes.
You know, though, in all fairness, when I had my Jeep Wrangler, because everything, they could take the doors off, so it wasn't a lot of electric stuff. So my windows were roll-down windows, and it was a relatively new Jeep Wrangler. People thought that was so strange when they got in my car.
So old school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the other one, my kids give me grief. It's audiobooks. I still call them books on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Books on tape.
They look at me cross-eyed every time.
So they're like, Dad, what is tape? 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you still do?
I don't know. This one hurts my soul, but they're not wrong. I listen to radio morning shows. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That is an
old school, baby.
Yeah, the youngins are listening to podcasts.
Boring.
Dude, I remember when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and we were like going around talking to people, and they're like, well, what do you guys do? I'm like, oh, we do a morning radio show. And the person looked like, well, what is that? Almost. I mean, it was like one of those looks like, what? And I'm like, it's like a podcast, but it's live. Oh, that's cool.
It's on the radio, you see?
Like, Oh, I had to make it cool for this, like, 20-something by saying it's a podcast, but it's live, and it's you can listen to it in your car, and you don't even need internet. It's crazy.
Like, whoa. You know, another one of the emotions, though, I was thinking of is the fact that if you and I were to, say, make a call, mm-hmm. we'd put, you know, kind of like the
hang loose
up to your yep. dome, but the kids, they don't do that now. They do. No. They are, like, holding a smartphone is the way that they do
it. I just stare at the palm of their hand.
Say, they don't make calls.
Right. There's a lot of, like, hand gestures, like you were saying, like you're just talking about. Like, I remember the other day, somebody was turning, and they were making a left, and they put their arm out. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's right. At some point in our lives, we were told, like, you know, you had to do the hand signal.
Yeah.
For making it right. You had, like your hand, like, extended up. And I'm like, nobody does that anymore.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Somebody just texted and said, I'm a 32-year-old man. I do embroidery in my free time.
Oh, I love that. Can you embroider us a Daily Migs pillow?
A pillow? I was thinking like a bomber jacket.
Or a bomber jacket.
Someone said, when we record something on the DVR, I still say taped it.
Taped it, yep.
Another text said, I bought an old man-looking recliner.
Oh, I do love a recliner.
Oh, like the Lazy Boys.
Hasn't Danny been shopping for those lately?
I know, and I've never wanted to visit him at his house, but if he gets a Lazy Boy, I will want to visit him at his house.
Yeah, we're going to camp out on that Lazy Boy.
Danny, have you gotten your Lazy Boy yet?
No, it's still in process. We're not doing the recliner, though. Do they have, like, whole couches? It was like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah.
I love Lazy Boy.
Oh, it's the best.
The best is when you call it an easy chair, though. I'm not going to sit down in my easy chair.
Another great text that said, I wear sensible shoes 99% of the time.
Same.
One of my buddies said something, and now I notice it. He says, you know when you realize you've given up on trying to be young and hip? You start wearing those Hoka shoes. And then it was just like, he's like, don't get me wrong, they're really freaking comfortable.
They got good arch support.
See, and I'll wear Vans all day, but the problem is I have to have the orthopedic and to make sure that my back doesn't hurt by the end of the time.
So you got like the flat skater shoes, but inside there's actually a little bit of an arch.
A lot of an arch, Steve.
And any podiatrist, Danny, would tell you that you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh, says,
I still shake hands with people. That seems to be kind of a lost art with the youngins.
Honestly, we've been trying to teach Barrett how to shake hands because they have to do it during sparring when they're doing martial arts, and he's terrible at shaking hands. It's like the dead fish thing. I'm like, buddy, you gotta like make it firm handshake there.
You gotta
bro.
Go in with a good grip,
right? He looks pathetic out there shaking hands. So yeah, it's a lost
That's
art.
Bad parenting, if you ask me.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.